This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get to some audio, actually, from yesterday's show. Here was Mikey B saying something absolutely ridiculous about Michael Jordan, who turned 57 yesterday.
All right, I'm going with a big happy birthday stock up to Michael Jordan, who turns 57 today, and stock up to MJ just so we can remember his brilliance and everything he did on the court as the greatest basketball player to ever lace them up. And I'm convinced if MJ were to play in today's NBA, he could put up at least 10 points per game with the new rules. MJ, even at 57, I get it, there's going to be games where he's terrible, but you might get that glimpse. Granted, it might be once a season where MJ could put up some special numbers. So stock up to Michael Jordan.
Wait. Say that again? You think that if Michael Jordan at the age of 57, he would average how many points per game?
I'm not saying he would average 10 points per game, but I think...
It's what you just said, though.
Let me take it back then. I think in certain spots, MJ could show you his brilliance, just like any player that ages over time. They can't do it as often. It's not going to be MJ when he was 29, 30. But 57-year-old MJ, he's still probably better than 100 players in the NBA.
100?
It's Michael Jordan. I bet you
at 57,
Michael Jordan. He could go in there.
He's 57, though. I mean,
you put him up against like this year's Warriors in the fast-paced team. MJ goes for 30. He probably gets to the line 10 times.
30?
His defense was elite. He's one of the greatest defenders of all time.
Mike, you remember when his last year was?
His last year was 2003.
Yeah, the 2002-2003 season. He averaged 20 points per game. That was 2002-2003.
Right, so that was 17 years ago.
It's now 2020. So there you go. That's Mikey B yesterday showing the Michael Jordan fanboy that he really is, that at 57... He thinks Michael Jordan's this great shape that he's going to be able to run it with all the guys of the NBA now and average 10 points per game. And then we call him out for it. Our producer, Mikey B, quickly backtracked and tried to make some sense and didn't really make some sense. Well, it comes to my attention that someone that was listening yesterday to the show is a former NFL offensive lineman, now does a great job along with Deuce McAllister as the play-by-play voice of the New Orleans Saints, a former teammate of Drew Brees, and that's Zach Strief with us, who is also a big listener to the show. And Zach heard that, and he didn't love what Mike was saying. Is that right, Zach?
Well, I wouldn't say I didn't love it. I kind of loved it because it's so ludicrous. I appreciate when radio is good, and I was driving home in my car, and I almost spit my drink out when he said, first of all, I mean, as if averaging 10 a game at 57 wasn't outlandish enough. Then he doubles down on it and says that he's better than a third of the NBA at 57. I mean, it's just like, it was an amazing segment. I give him a lot of credit. He's a radio genius for that hot take.
A radio genius. Now he's going to be asking my boss for a raise, Zach.
Well, I'll tell you what, he keeps throwing down hot takes like that. You never know what will happen to the ratings because, boy, it is one of the most outlandish things I think I've ever heard before. And I loved it. It was hysterical.
Mikey B, do you have any hot takes today? Anything crazy?
I'll double down on my point, Zach. And I was thinking about it. I was breaking down the numbers. You figure he's going to get at least two on a fast break, two on putback. So that's four right there. In today's NBA, everybody's shooting threes. So you have to assume MJ gets at least one three. So that puts him at seven. And then he gets to the line at least 2 to 4 times a night. So if you do that math, it's at least 10 points by breaking down how he's getting to the point. So I really should maybe even think about 15 at this point.
Does he have an IV all the time to get up and down the court? Come on.
A lot of Gatorade.
You don't get to play 6 minutes a night. So,
Mike, just wondering, is Zach Strief going to be making a return to the NFL and be putting up an all-pro season? Is that what you're going to tell us next?
Yes. He's on the line, so I have to say that.
Do you still think you could play in the league? Just wondering, Zach.
Do I think Jordan could still play in the league?
No, you.
Do I? No. I got as good a chance as Michael Jordan at 57. I think it's not a good chance. His is a little bit higher than mine, but no, I'm thoroughly done playing football.
And you're doing a heck of a job now being the play-by-play voice of the New Orleans Saints. I listen to you and Deuce all the time as Zach Strief is here with us on the show. So Drew Brees is coming on back. I'm not surprised. I never thought he was going to retire. I thought he was going to give it another year. We'll see what happens going after that. But your reaction to Drew Brees officially announcing he's coming back?
Well, I think if you're a Saints fan, it's great news. You know, I think there's no question that Drew Brees gives this team the best chance to win. And, you know, you're talking about a quarterback that's, you know, responsible for a pretty impressive winning percentage over the last couple of years. Obviously, he missed the five games last year, and Teddy did a great job for the Saints. But I think getting, you know, Drew back was anticipated. You know, I almost think that Drew at times is kind of surprising himself. I almost feel like he's kind of hedging his bet by saying, I'm going year by year, not knowing, you know, is there going to be this kind of physical cliff that occurs? And as a player, you go through that mentally of, you know, when do I hit the point where I can't do this anymore? And, you know, there's really no real signs of his production dropping. I mean, the guy still, you know, you take a look over the last 2 years, and Drew Brees is third most yards per completion in the National Football League. And I get it. He's not going to bomb the ball 60 yards over your head anymore. It's not who he is. To be honest with you, it's not really who he was 10 years ago. So, you know, I just think it's a guy that really knows how to get the most out of his skill set at this point in his career. And certainly I think it's good for the team to get him back. And you saw that today. All the responses on Twitter from the teammates were all excited.
Do you still think this is a Super Bowl contending team? And then also, what do they have to improve on? Just wondering.
I do. I mean, I think, you know, this young core that really kind of started this resurgence from the 2017 draft is all still around. I think they'll start making some signings of those guys to lock them up long term. But the core of this football team is still very, very good. And I don't think there's any question that this team is still a Super Bowl contender, if not a Super Bowl favorite caliber team. And, you know, again, there's a lot of things that go into winning a Super Bowl. It's one of the hardest things as a player. People say, are we going to win it this year? And it's always like, well, tell me who's playing in week 17, and I'll give you an idea. You know, if we've got a, there's just a lot of stuff that needs to happen and go your way to get to that point. But I don't think there's any question. And it's that the Saints are one of the most dangerous teams in the NFC. And I really think as long as Drew Brees is playing at the level that he is, that's going to be the case.
And I just look at that division. I still think they're the best team in that division, and I don't really know what that division is going to look like this upcoming year. Carolina's going to rebuild. You have the Bucks. I don't believe in Jameis Winston. If they bring him back, we'll have to wait and see. And then Atlanta, you just never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, I don't. I think you're right. I think certainly, you know, the history of Sean Payton and Drew Brees being together, you know, the Saints have been, I think, you know, they certainly have won the most games in the division and have been good. And I do think that your assessment is right. You know, we're not sure what Carolina is going to look like. I don't believe in Jameis Winston either. And you're right. Atlanta, for all the talent that they seem to be able to put on the field offensively, can't really seem to put, you know, wins together really since, you know, their lost Super Bowl. So I think the Saints will have a really good team this year. You know, in terms of where do they need to improve, and I think this has been the case for a couple of years, I think they need a number two. I think it's time to try to find that guy. I think Tre'Quan Smith, really, who was their third-round pick in 2018, I thought was real, or 2019, was really kind of going down that road of being that guy and really just could not stay healthy last season. Had a string of high ankle sprains and really couldn't stay on the field. I think Ted Ginn has certainly kind of passed the point of being a real viable weapon, especially since, you know, his skill set is really a guy that takes the top off the defense, you know, a quarterback that can't really do that anymore. So kind of makes him a little bit of a moot point. So I think that second wide receiver, a true wide receiver, will help this team offensively. And then defensively, I think you're looking at the linebacker position, and I think you're looking at the, you know, still the defensive line and building that group up. You got a good young secondary. I think all the pieces are there in the secondary, but at the linebacker position, you got AJ Klein, who's a free agent. I don't know that they'll bring back, and Alex Anzalone, who's a guy who, again, hasn't been able to stay healthy. So besides DeMario Davis, I think they're going to look for a little bit of depth there.
Zach Strief here with us for a few more minutes. Teddy Bridgewater, what do you think he could be as a starting quarterback in this league from start to finish? And is there a team right now that you think makes sense with his impending free agency?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting right now picking out teams for all these quarterbacks because there's just so many of them that are going to be available, you know, on the market this year. So, it'll be interesting. I'm sure, you know, there's obviously kind of that Tom Brady possibility sitting out there, who makes a lot of sense for some of these teams trying to make a splash in new cities. And I think that'll kind of be the first domino piece to fall. You know, does he go back to New England, or does he, you know, end up in another place? So I think that'll be interesting. Outside of, you know, those kind of spots, I think Teddy Bridgewater could fit fantastic in New England. If Tom Brady decides not to go back, I also think he could be very effective in San Diego. I think what you're really looking for with Teddy Bridgewater, I don't think Teddy Bridgewater is ever going to be a big volume thrower. I don't think he's a guy you want to put on the field, have him throw the ball 40 times a game and, you know, carry a team on his back. But I think he's a very good decision maker. He's very accurate. And I think he does a good job dissecting defenses. I think he's great at taking what people are giving him. And you know, he takes care of the football. That's why he won as a starter with the Saints. So I think he needs a good team around him, a good staff around him, which, you know, is not unusual at the quarterback position. But those would be the two spots. I think L.A. or New England would be good landing spots for him.
Do you believe in one day Taysom Hill being a franchise quarterback?
You know, I do. I think it's going to take a little bit of creativity, but the amount of strides that Taysom Hill made throwing the football last year was really astounding. Didn't do it a lot in actual games, but, man, we got to watch him in the preseason, got to watch him in training camp. Really make big strides. I mean, it's not little improvements. It's, I think, pretty remarkable what he did from one year to the next. And I think if you can see another jump like that, you know, certainly physically, he's about as talented as any quarterback in football. He really is. A completely different type of a slash quarterback, right? You know, he's not necessarily the super dynamic athlete, but he's about as big and strong as they come. And you know, the fact that his physicality that he plays with, all these kind of other aspects, I think what we'll see this year is the Saints really expand his package even more. I think we're going to see him on the field 60 to 70% of the offensive snaps this year. And I think Sean Payton's cooking up some pretty creative stuff with him. I do think that Taysom could make that jump one day.
I always appreciate it, Zach. Thanks so much. We appreciate the insight, and we even love it even when you're not on this show. You listen to the show, so thank you, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.